This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite as we stream live online. Now, a special thanks goes out to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody that's helping out in the coronavirus effort all across the country, keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those roughnecks working the oil rigs all across the United States and around the world, too, keeping America rolling along. Thank you. Now, remember, you can follow us on Facebook by going into the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Click the like button, and once I see that, then we put you in the chat room, and it's called the Captain's Group, and we've got a whole bunch of people in there now, including Eddie Floyd from America Matters Media. Good morning, Eddie Floyd.
Good morning, Captain. I can't wait to get this show started.
All right, well, let's say the pledge, and then we'll get going here and introduce our other guests we got on the line here. So are you ready?
I'm ready, Captain.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty
and justice
for all.
And then we say,
I repeat, under God.
Yep, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, joining us in the conversation, we also have Dr. Dan Royal. Dr. Dan Royal is calling us from Las Vegas, Nevada tonight. And good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Matt.
Now, we are going to get going here because I'm one of those people that I'm. First of all, Doctor, if you have seen things about me, I'm a retired firefighter paramedic, and I've been following the coronavirus thing ever since the beginning, and I've been talking to my compadres up in New York where I retired and around the country, and they've been telling me some of the things have been going on, and it's not been what we've been hearing from Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx. It's been a little bit more down to the earth. And by the way, today, Eddie, wait till you hear this one. Florida, record amount of cases set for the last couple of days. Coronavirus spike. Well, what it is, it's the tests. We're doing a lot more testing, and more people have been tested. Now, just because you're tested positive doesn't mean you're going to wind up getting coronavirus, does it, Doctor?
No, it does not.
So here's the deal. The active cases that actually have come down with coronavirus is below the national average, or the average where we have to be to continue our opening. We're now in phase two, headed to phase three in about another week or two. We're at 4%, and it's supposed to be a minimum of 5%, so we're below it.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, and I'll tell you what, I'm really excited about Dr. Dan Royal being on with you, Captain, because one thing that I can tell you from the bottom of my heart, nobody, in my opinion, knows more about what's really taking place in America with the coronavirus than Dr. Daniel Royal.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to get into that right now, and we got about a couple of minutes here to hit this real hard. Now, first of all, and I would like to know, and here we go again, Dr. Fauci, okay, the guy is either a fraud or a liar, or he's just a lab tech, a glorified lab tech, and he goes by what the tests tell him, which aren't always necessarily the way things are. Now, Dr. Royal, Fauci today says, well, the protests across the country and the Trump rallies are going to be so risky with the virus. I'm so concerned about a second spike and maybe even a third spike, and things are going to get so bad. And when he said that, I just wanted to say, shut up, Fauci.
Yeah, well, one of the things that the World Health Organization admitted this week is that asymptomatic people do not spread the virus. And, of course, they had no data that justified that position in the first place. So as soon as they said that, everyone should have said the quarantine is over. There was never any reason to quarantine healthy people or have them wear masks and so forth.
Yeah, well, you know, $8 trillion and counting later worth of losses to the American people, jobs and businesses that will never come back. I just hope people realize that the big fraud that was played on them. And again, when you take a look at the background, you take a look at where some of these people have been and the people they've associated with, Fauci's past is very shady.
Well, he's an older gentleman, and I think what you're seeing is the type of people working for our government behind the scenes. I think he's about 78, and most people working for the government would retire when they're 65, so it begs the question, why is he still there? But I think one of the things we need to keep in mind that he and Brits, these are ivory tower people who deal in theory. They're not boots on the ground people that deal with the daily problems of the patients we see in our clinics.
Now, Dr. Royal, the other thing is that human seasonal coronavirus has been around forever. We've had like 5,000 strains of it. That's why they call it what they do, and they gave this one here, they gave it COVID-19. But it changes. And by the way, one of the reasons that our numbers have been going down is because we had 90, 95 degree temperatures every day for, God, the last 2 weeks, almost 2 out of 3 weeks. And that type of weather, that type of heat, the sunlight and all that stuff, kills the virus.
Well, that's true. There are a lot of things that kill the virus. But one of the things that we're concerned about the testing and always have been is it's nonspecific, meaning when they're doing the testing, they're checking for multiple strains. And I'm sure you've talked about on this program and you're listening to it very well that there are, you know, two alpha and two beta strains, which are nonspecific. And the other ones that they mentioned, the MERS and the SARS-1, and those are really going to rear the dodo. These pandemics come and go, and they never return. So now we're down to the only one virulent strain, which is coronavirus, or SARS-coronavirus 2.
All right, hold that thought, Doctor. We're going to take a break, and folks will be right back with more with Eddie Floyd from America Matters Media and Dr. Daniel F. Royal. Dr. Royal and I and Eddie are talking about the coronavirus issue. We're going to get into the Nevada issue, too, because that governor out in Nevada, he should have been recalled for what he did to the state of Nevada. And you folks listening to us out there, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you, Mr. Gallagher. Mr. Gallagher's studio is right around the corner from me, about 25 feet away. He broadcasts this national show right here from my flagship station, and I see him several times a week. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor, and let me tell you about Relief Factor. I've been religiously taking that product for 4 years. As most of you know, I have arthritis, and I've broken my back twice, and I had ankle replacement surgery. So I know what pain's all about. Now, arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, knee pain, hip pain, just general muscle aches and pain together, this stuff will work for you. It's just that simple. It's not narcotic. It's got ingredients in there that are all natural for you, and they kick in the natural healing of the body. Now, you can go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and go take a look at the 2.5-minute tutorial that's right there with the father-son team, Pete and Seth Talbot, who own and operate Relief Factor. You'll see the Relief Factor 3-week quick start pop up there. That's a 1995 product initiation, orientation. You order that for 3 weeks, and you'll know at the end of the second or third week whether or not it's going to work, and then boom, you're in like fun, and away you go. Like I say, I've been taking it 4 years. I take it in the morning when I get up, and I take it about midnight every night before I start my show because I have to sit in the chair for a long time. All right, back to Eddie Floyd from America Matters Media, and back to Dr. Daniel F. Royal, and the doctor is here, and Eddie is here. Good morning, gentlemen.
You know, good morning, Matt. I'm going to step in real quick, and I want to listen. As like you, Captain, I get the opportunity of interviewing doctors and people in the medical field and experts, scientists all over the country, if not the world. And one of the things that I'm going to report to you, which is why I want to sit back and listen, I have never in my life heard someone who is more knowledgeable than Dr. Dan Royal hailing out of Las Vegas, Nevada, with the royal treatment. So let him give you his take on coronavirus, because quite frankly,
okay,
you know my take. I think we're at war. You know, I think we're at war. So, doctor, take it away.
Yeah, and doctor, we are on the air live in Las Vegas. We have an AM and FM affiliate there, so you're talking to your home state or home city there right now too. But you started out, you've got quite a tremendous resume here, and I just want to point out that what it is that you do is that you have you have a clinic. Is it in Las Vegas? Is that my understanding, sir?
Yes, it is.
All right, and you've been treating patients since back in the 1980s, right?
My father started treating patients here back around 1983, and then I joined him later, around 1990.
Okay, now...
He was 1990.
All right, now we've heard all kinds of things this week about coronavirus. They're going back and forth, and this is just how ridiculous this is. First of all, the CDC earlier this week said, well, you know, you really don't need to wear the mask because, you know, the mask doesn't really help the people that aren't sick. It's supposed to protect the ones that are sick so they don't spread the germs with everybody else. Now, all of a sudden, yesterday, the CDC says, we strongly encourage face coverings at all public gatherings.
Well, the problem is all over the map, and it's been like this from the beginning. So there are a lot of red flags about this, you know, whole so-called pandemic. One of the red flags that we should be concerned about is that after all this time, we still do not have a standard protocol from any country or any government agency on how we should be dealing with COVID-19, if it exists at all. And what the World Health Organization had said earlier this week is that asymptomatic individuals do not spread the virus.
Right.
So if you're sick, you're not going to be out running around and protesting. You're not going to be up to that. But what that also means is that healthy people should never be quarantined, and they're not required to wear masks because, as the WHO says, and the WHO organization, as we all know, is not something we have a treaty with or an obligation to. We may have an agreement with them. But one of the concerns with the World Health Organization is that they are controlled by Communist China. And so we may be taking dictation from a communist country. So everything they say needs to be perhaps filtered and taken with a grain of salt. One of the things we need to know about masks is they don't really protect you from anything. Mm-hmm. Social distancing doesn't protect you either. It doesn't matter. The virus doesn't care whether you're 6 feet or 60 feet. You can sneeze and go 100 feet a second.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't care about that. Some of these recommendations may have more to do with facial recognition from space. And as Eddie might have mentioned, this might be the beginning of World War III.
Yeah.
This part, I mean, basically we're entering a silent war. So with World War I, you have the chemical attacks, and then in World War II, you have explosive. But this one's a little different. Now we're entering a new age or era of our world history with the 5G technology, which never existed in the history of the world. And there are about five companies that are currently in the process of launching over 50,000 satellites. Many of them have already been launched. And so, as you know, the 5G technology is different than the ones that preceded it, because 5G is not just a communication frequency, it's also a weapon, or can be used as such. We all know that radio frequency causes problems. So radio frequency can cause anything from flu-like symptoms to cancer. But just because you don't see these frequencies doesn't mean they don't exist. They're not real and they don't cause problems. So, for example, here in Las Vegas in the Strip, we don't control crowds anymore with rubber bullets or water. We control them with micrometer waves. So the micrometer waves actually cause muscle pain and spasm and incapacitate the individual.
Yeah, sound waves.
The problem with the 5G is it penetrates your skin, acts like an antenna, and then creates like a feedback loop to magnify its effect. So what many people believe, what we're seeing throughout the world, is not really a COVID-19 pandemic. It may exist in a lab, but not in the world the way they're telling us. It appears to be more a combination of 5G synergizing with the flu vaccinations. So I'll give you another example. These are really just red flags and, you know, things that should cause us to stop and say, well, what the heck is really going on here? Because in the United States, one of the leading areas of COVID-19 deaths, I use that term loosely, but it's on the Navajo Reservation.
Yeah.
There is an international airport to shut down the Navajo Reservation, and it covers a large area. But they do have a fairly dense concentration of 5G antennas, And they also have a very high vaccination rate. So the Indian Health Services worked very hard to make sure that they vaccinated over 90% of the Navajo Indians with the flu. And that, they were able to do that by requiring the Indians to come in to get their government checks in exchange for getting their flu vaccinations. In socialist, or I should, yeah, in socialist countries like Italy or Spain, they have virtually 100% compliance, as they do in assisted living centers, daycare centers, senior daycare centers here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to have access to the socialistic health care, you have to get your flu vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a virtual 100% compliance over there. So that might explain more of what we're seeing. And the real concern, I mean, it would be very easy to write a paper, which I've done for other subjects, 101 Reasons Why COVID-19 is a Hoax.
Right.
It would be very easy to write that paper. But our concern is really more on the coming vaccine. They seem to want to force on us. So recently it was admitted by the Oxford University that in spite of all the money that was donated to them to develop a vaccine for the SARS-CoV-2, they have failed.
Mm-hmm.
And the United States gave them $1.2 billion as one of the donors to develop this. And so that's a subject we need to be perhaps talking about and discussing, because as with the lockdown that has been forced upon us, vaccination, the coming vaccination will be forced upon us. And there's only one way to really get around it, and that's to document that you have recovered or you have developed antibodies. And
well, I'm one of those people, because come to find out last year, by the way, this was reportedly found in the United States back last August, and I got it around Labor Day, just a little bit after Labor Day, or at least let's put it this way. I got an undisclosed virus that made me really, really, really sick. I was actually off the air for 4 days. I was having trouble breathing. I couldn't talk. I was coughing and doing all, had all the symptoms, and they gave me some real heavy duty stuff, and I got over it. And all of a sudden, when this started picked up back again, here I am. I've got the antibodies in my system, and I'm given blood every month for the plasma. Now, we've got about a minute left, Doctor, so I want to mention that you have a radio show. It's on every week, The Royal Treatment. It's on americamatters.us. They can hear you there if they want to find out more. And then you are also, do you have a website, a personal website?
We just have the website for the clinic. It's turtlehealingbandclinic.com.
All right, that's turtlehealingbandclinic.com. And there's quite a story behind that, personalized care for optimal health, and you treat a lot of people there, and you're doing just a fantastic job. And a lot of different things going on. This is going to be an ever-changing thing, I'm sure, and we're going to have you back another time to talk about this, because this is not going to go away anytime soon, or at least what they're trying to do. And here comes the music in my ear. Eddie, I got to let you go, but Eddie, thank you very much, and I look forward to talking to you again, my friend.
Sounds great. Thank you, Matt, and thank you, Dr. Dan Royal.
All right, God bless America. You guys take care. All right, that's my buddy Eddie Floyd, and, of course, Dr. Daniel Royal again. The Royal Treatment is the name of the program he has on americamatters.us. Go over there. It's a weekly show, and we'll be right back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, as we roll along in a weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said that he regretted participating in a photo opportunity with President Donald Trump at a historic church near the White House that was damaged during protests last week. The president walked from the White House across Lafayette Square after law enforcement officers forcefully cleared peaceful protesters from the area using rubber bullets and pepper spray.
As a commissioned uniformed officer, it was a mistake that I have learned from, and I sincerely hope we all can learn from it. I should not have been there. My presence in that moment and in that environment created a perception of the military involved in domestic politics.
The general's comments come amid rising tensions between the Pentagon and the president. President Trump said he would never consider renaming Army installations named after Confederate leaders after the Pentagon said it would be completely open to discussing that issue. Stay updated at USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America, Third Watch. This segment of the show brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. Geico.com, the website to go to. Just type in your zip code, and you will find out what they will charge you for their insurance. Get a cost comparison for that car or that truck you're driving, or maybe you're driving a motorcycle or an RV, or maybe you got an ATV or a boat or whatever you got, okay? They will insure it for you. They'll also give you homeowners and renters insurance, too, and if you bundle it all together, it's even cheaper. So go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did, save you money. I've been with them for 14 years. All right, here he is, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain. Good morning.
Oh, good morning to you. Listen, Google and the NFL are the latest two groups to call for the Juneteenth, that's the June 19th, observance across America. And as a result, the president decided to move his rally in Tulsa from June 19th to June 20th for the black holiday on the 19th.
Well, right. And, of course, Juneteenth, as it's known, essentially commemorates the day that I believe slaves in Texas got the word of the Emancipation Proclamation.
Right.
2 years after it actually occurred when President Lincoln announced it. And so that's right. Google and the NFL as well, as you said, are calling for observances of it. Google had some criticism, though, last year because they didn't do one of their famous doodles, as it as they're known, on the Google homepage for their search engine last year for this. And then, of course, the president is going to move it. There were some calls that, well, this was disrespectful and racist. I don't think the president would have ever intended anything like that, but they're moving the rally anyway out of a show of support and compassion here. Absolutely.
Now, unless we're being thrown a curveball, we heard something interesting yesterday from the Biden campaign. Apparently, Elizabeth Warren, Susan Rice, and they are currently at the top of the VP choice for Joe Biden, and there may be a third woman involved.
Well, right. Well, when it comes to Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren, you know, I don't say this much on the air, Captain, but Lord help us all with this whole thing with either of those two ladies.
With Pocahontas, you mean?
Well, it just, you know, Elizabeth Warren, honestly, she's very similar, of course, to Bernie Sanders. That was sort of roundly rejected, and, of course, he can't try to get Bernie Sanders to be the VP.
Well,
and it just seems like it's all going down the wrong road here.
I heard something tonight about her plan to desecrate the war memorial cemeteries that are out there, because after the Civil War, in some of the cemeteries across the South, military cemeteries, they buried Confederate soldiers right next to Union soldiers, because we were all one country, we were all healing, and that's the way they did it. And Elizabeth Warren has a plan to remove the Confederate soldiers' graves from those cemeteries and put them in their own cemetery.
Well, wow.
Yeah, I know. Wow is right. That's sacrilegious, in my opinion.
Well, exactly. What it is, and I'll say this, what Elizabeth Warren is doing, I think she's simply trying to create a political stunt. This doesn't have anything to do with trying to heal wounds that have been reopened in any way in the modern era. It just seems to me to be something that is another wagon, for people to glom onto. And again, it just, you know, what we need to talk about healing. We need to, and if we want to talk about the Civil War, well, let's talk about Reconstruction and the many mistakes that were made. I'm of the opinion, Captain, that if Abraham Lincoln had lived, we might be living in a very different country right now. Mm-hmm. And we go back to the days under what happened under Reconstruction. Again, mm-hmm. all this, you know, we came along 100 years later in the mid-1960s mm-hmm. with Martin Luther King Jr. I thought we were on a better path then.
Yeah, and who was the party of slavery?
Oh, the Democrats, by far.
Thank you very much. Yeah. They're the ones that went to war again, seceded from the United States, the Democratic states. Now, the other thing is that the president suggested limiting the chokeholds by the police and, you know, to cut that down to nothing. And we talked yesterday about the fact that maybe they ought to get the stun guns out and start using them. And the president also said that the country's coming back after the plague. He called it the plague and the protests. But then again, as I said and just announced a minute ago, the rally in Tulsa for the president has been moved to June 20th for the Black Holiday on the 19th. And that's all good stuff. From where I'm sitting, that's all good information to hear.
Well, sure, exactly. And of course, the video that we all saw, not only with George Floyd, but there are other videos now emerging of similar practices. So it certainly is a good to reevaluate these kinds of things.
Are you sitting down?
Yes.
The police officer, Mr. Chauvin, 19-year veteran, is still eligible, and they can't take it away from him. He's still eligible for his pension, which is valued at $1 million.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well.
And someone will try to get that, but that's his pension. And by the way, I don't believe you can sue somebody for their pension or their retirement for regardless of the circumstances. Because remember they tried to do that with O.J. Simpson?
Yeah, that was the first thing that popped in my mind.
Did not work. All right, well, let's go to the phone here. Let's see. I think I got Todd in Tampa, and if I do, here we go. 60 seconds with Todd. Go for it.
Let's get down to business, boss. Ladies and gentlemen, we're focused on 140 days to the election, 148, I believe, to the election. President Donald Trump, 100 Republican senators who want to make America great again. By the way, it was a Republican, Abraham Lincoln, that fought to free the African. It was a Republican who's standing up to make America great so black could have an opportunity to be like Bob Johnson, you know, a billionaire, or like Oprah Winfrey. That's his name is Donald J. Trump. When I bought my condo in Miami at Trump Desert Tower, Okay, and I put $160,000 cash down on the deposit. I walked in there, it says Shaquille O'Neal's 22 size shoe, says, Donald, one day I want to be like you when I grow up. Okay? Come on, man. Donald loves you, man. Joe Biden's been in politics for 40 years. He hasn't done not one thing, and now they want to pimp you out and try to get you to vote for the Democrat? Wake up, bro. Wake up. That's how this conversation would go in the Bronx if we were talking just straight to straight, okay? And I say, Donald J. Trump is the choice, and let's get to work and save the country and get 100 Republicans who want to make America great because we want African-Americans to live like Mike, too. God bless you, Captain, and all you do, and let's get some money out to the Freedom Caucus next. In Jesus' name, amen.
All righty, and Todd, let's see. Steve is saying Todd had his coffee.
Exactly, yes.
All right. Now, the other thing is John Bolton is releasing a book in a week or two or whatever, and he's catching a lot of heat after holding the Trump dirt and putting it into his book, although some of the stuff was considered to be classified, and they wouldn't let him write it in the book, I understand.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, these books do go through a very tough vetting process for that reason.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing is... I talked about this earlier, the doctor and I got into this a little bit. We heard a lot of discussion about the COVID-19, the coronavirus, and we heard them saying that, well, these blood pressure medications that the people are taking is not good, and it's helping them to come down with COVID-19 because it weakens their immunity, this, that, and the other. Well, yesterday, there was a survey that came out that said, nope, not true. The blood pressure medications that people take do not raise their COVID-19 risk. In fact, they don't affect it at all.
You know, this is where it's just a ping pong ball. It's just a scattershot all the time, and everybody has been...
Oh, I'm over Fauci. The guy is nothing more than a glorified pencil pusher.
No kidding. And again, everybody's been terrified from the very beginning because it was everything. It was, if you're hypertensive, if you have high blood pressure, well, then that's worse, you know, or if you have this or you have that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, moving along, the president is headed to West Point today. Many of the cadets have already graduated and are already second lieutenants. They'll be there in their military uniforms, not their cadet uniforms, amidst the military tensions that are linked to the Floyd protests and getting the military out in the streets and all that stuff. But again, people forget about what the Insurrection Act is, don't they?
Well, exactly right. I mean, I can't imagine, Captain, if people arm themselves and take over part of the United States of America.
Like Seattle?
Yeah, looks like an insurrection.
Yeah, remember they did that in that park in New York, and they finally went in there. The cops had enough. They finally went in there and said, that's it.
That's right. Well, you know, Captain, it made me sort of chuckle in a weird sort of way because the governor of Washington State said, well, the whole thing is largely peaceful. But does that make us all feel better? Am I now less worried about the people who are trapped inside there being extorted and other crimes that we know are being committed? That it's largely peaceful. It just doesn't make me feel fine about the whole thing.
Well, you got the mayor going that it's just nothing more than a big block party.
Yeah, it's not that.
Now when they're standing there with guns. Alrighty, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. We're going to take a look at the highways and byways, and then we'll be back with some more after we look at the weather. A Pittsburgh pastor told Vice President Mike Pence yesterday that systemic racism in the United States is real. And we're going to get into that discussion when we come back. And in some cases it is, because the ones that are the racists are the black folks. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed you are, and it's time for our Truckers Highway and Bible Report, brought to you by the pilot in Flying J Truck Stop closest to you. When you see that billboard and you see the pilot and the Flying J coming up, pull on in there, because on the Third Watch, you go in there and tell them you listen to the Captain's America, and the captain told you to come on in, and they'll give you a nice free hot cup of coffee. Alrighty, and get ready, because we are going to get it going again. We're going to rock. from Eddie the Cruises 2, the movie, and that is called Garden of Eden. And I'll tell you what, they get it down. We'll play some of that on the way out here after the segment is over here towards top of the hour. But right now, let me bring Kyle into the mix here. Hey, Kyle, you got a little bit of weather out in California, a little bit of weather in Nevada, but it looks like as if Arizona, just like we talked about last night and the night before, across I-40 up there, going across Flagstaff and Kingman all the way over to the New Mexico line, we have another severe fire threat advisory up in there.
That's exactly right, Captain. That fire weather warning, it's there and also extending up towards the Salt Lake City and over the Great Salt Lake area as well. Over in Nevada, still have those wind advisories going on in the area of Hawthorne and Yerington, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, just south of Carson City, basically. And then in the Bakersfield area, looks like we got a wind advisory extending all the way out to Ridgecrest, where they had the earthquake again the other day in California. And I'm seeing a gale warning on the coast of California, starting about Los Angeles and moving up towards about Cambria, that area.
Yeah, I see it. And oh, by the way, folks, a nearly stationary boundary in the southeast is going to focus heavy rain over the same general areas in the eastern Carolinas where it's been going on just about all week long. You've got some flood watches and warnings. You've also got some rain up in the northeastern part of Florida tonight from about Gainesville all the way up into Jacksonville, up towards the Brunswick, Georgia line and up towards Lake City and the Georgia state line tonight. So there's rain in there. And we've got some cold weather. The only cold weather in the country tonight is up there around Duluth, Minnesota, northeastern Minnesota, where we've got a big time frost warning up there, as well as the northern part of Wisconsin and the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight. We have a frost warning up in there. And we've got a little bit of rain again in the northeastern part of Michigan. And then up in Maine tonight, we've got the possibility for some showers up in there as we've got some cooler temperatures mixing with the warmer temperatures today. And it looks like we're going to get some thunderstorms there on the eastern half of Maine going up towards Nova Scotia. There's some fog in the Metroplex in Dallas tonight. I do see that. I also see in the panhandle of Oklahoma and down through Lubbock, Texas, and down towards Plainview, you've got another fire threat advisory in there. Eastern New Mexico along I-40, fire threat advisory there. The southwestern corner of Kansas, fire threat advisory there. Southeastern corner of Colorado, fire threat advisory there. And we've got some winds blowing in the mountains tonight west of I-25 as you go north towards Wyoming. Got some windy areas there. Now, Kyle, what's it looking like up in Montana? I see some stuff up there.
Let me see here. Yeah, it looks like we've got high wind warnings, by the way, in that area there. On the border there with Idaho.
Yeah, and I see Bozeman looks like it's in the middle there, and so's Billings. I see Bozeman and Billings with the winds, too.
Yeah, and Great Falls. And then also then we have a lake wind advisory in the eastern, central and to the east in Montana as well.
Yeah, and if you're going up I-84 coming across Idaho, headed towards Oregon tonight, all the way to Cabbage, you're going to have some windy conditions there. And up on top of Cabbage tonight, we've got a wind advisory as well right now, as well as the eastern state line with Idaho all the way down there to Nevada, windy conditions in the mountains there.
That's correct, yes.
Now, the pilot in Flying J, folks, always brings you our Truckers Highway and Byway report. And let me tell you, it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore by any stretch of the imagination. I've told you for years, back in the old days, you drop in a pilot truck stop, and what they were famous for was their cheap fuel. You'd go in there, get your fuel, run inside, get you a soda, or get you a cup of coffee. All they had was hot dogs and chips. You'd grab one of those, and away you'd go. Well, now you get in there, you wouldn't recognize it. You're liable to find a McDonald's. You could find an Arby's. You could also find a Wendy's. Or, get this, a full-service Dairy Queen, or a Pizza Hut, or a Subway, or a Taco Bell at the pilot travel centers. Now, that's not too bad. Of course, the Flying J's have always had the great sit-down restaurants, the Denny's, the Huddle Houses, the Moe's Southwest Grills. Some of them now have Dunkin' Donuts in them. Also, some of them also have maybe a Pizza Hut or a Subway or a Taco Bell in them as well to go along with a sit-down restaurant to bigger places around the big cities. Now, pilots and Flying J's right now are the largest truck stop chain in the country. Need a shower? Got it. You need to do the laundry? Got it. You need to get a great meal and get a break there for your 10-hour break? Got it. No problem. So stop by, check them out, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you because you're going to get that nice, free, hot cup of coffee. Well, Mr. Kyle, the president is definitely doing the right thing when it comes to getting our country back on track. He was not handed this mess without knowing that there would be some difficulties along the line. And I've heard him say several times that we were rolling along, the country, the economy was rolling along, and it's starting to look like as if we're getting it going from first gear to second gear and the five-speed transmission, and I think it's going to work. I think we're going to get our economy back.
You know, I think you're right, Captain. You know, it's very difficult. There's no illusions about that. But I think that people have been wanting to get back to work, although I am hearing that some aren't returning only because they're getting so much unemployment.
It's because of that $600 on top of the unemployment. They're making more money collecting unemployment than they are working, and I know of a couple of people that are doing that. All right. Well, Kyle, we're going to hit the top of the hour break. I'm going to take us out with Eddie and the Cruisers and the Garden of Eden song again. So, folks, Kyle and I will be right back right after the top of the hour news. Lots more coming your way.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.